Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for these beautiful Psalms, Father God, where they were talking and they were being motivated to go into the temple. Thank you, Lord, that we've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness now into the kingdom of light, into your kingdom, Lord. And so we thank you, Father God, for the beautiful boundary lines that has fallen for us here, Father God, in Jesus' name. Bless us with this psalm, Lord. Enlighten and motivate us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Psalm 121 from the ESV translation. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful. Yesterday we could see, you know, the first step in the right direction to salvation is realizing you're not where you're supposed to be. You're not called to walk in the way of the wicked, sit in the seat of the scoffer. And so there needs to become a time where you're tired of it. You had your season, sin gave pleasure for a season, but now you're finished with that season. And then you desire out. And that's when your heart is ready to be changed and your life is ready to be transported into the beauty and the goodness that God has got in store for your life. So it's that scripture where it says, what fellowship is light with darkness? Come out from among them. And then he says, and I will be your God and you will be my children. And that's the reality. So we've all been there. And then we're in the kingdom, and now we're pressing on in the kingdom. And here we can just see the boundary lines for us as co-heirs together with Jesus, and together with Jesus working out our salvation with fear and trembling. So the boundary lines is partaking now of our inheritance that we lost in the fall, but has now been restored in Jesus, and partaking of it on a daily basis. Amen. So be blessed to know that you everything has been done. The Lord has called you. His word is, I called you out of darkness into my marvelous light. So stay in tune, develop on schedule, and enjoy the Lord today and every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.